Hello and happy Monday in the States. It is, or was, and still is, a weekend of celebration of things in the States of United, where lots of folks were celebrating Independence Day with fireworks and family gatherings and the outdoors, which is beautiful that they were celebrating the outdoors. But as I've been working on time management and things that I have been trying to get situated, a theme about fighting routines and alignment, not only with self, but society and one's own natural time clock. We'll jump into actually next week, because with holiday always is abnormal schedules and what have you. So I will be live next week to talk more about fighting routine, alignment with society and life, and one's own natural time clock, which only gives me more time to kind of dive deep into these things. And I'll dive deeper also into the book I mentioned on Instagram. I can't remember if I mentioned this last week in the podcast, but The Power of When: Learn the Best Time to Do Everything by Michael, am I saying this right? Brius? B-R-E-U-S? I don't know. He's a PhD. But what's interesting about his book is there are always adaptions with life and things, talking about even though these are the best times to do things and your body clock, life, your life particularly may still not allow to be perfectly aligned with this book. But it's still good to know maybe why one fights getting up in the morning or can't, you know, fall asleep at night, or why they're not hungry until 3 p.m. I am one of those people. My natural time clock, I get up between 9 and 11 a.m. Eat maybe right about 3, start getting hungry, and go from there. That's definitely not how this society works. And as today, I am doing my best to be on time. I am going to see if you have ever lived in or around Cleveland, especially in Ohio. Carlos Jones Band is huge. I did not realize it until I met a whole group of people who love them. And I'm doing my best to be there on time to go enjoy this celebration, because for me, it's on the lake. And oh, do I love the lake. I love water. I love being by water. I love being by ocean, ponds, rivers, whatever you may have at the pool. I went in the pool yesterday, taught an aqua yoga class. Usually I teach from the deck. I was like getting in. So exciting. I get jealous of the members and students in the class who get to enjoy the water. And I'm like, I'm up here just telling you what to do. But I still wanted to hop on and send out something for the day. So we will be talking about fighting routines and alignment with society, because this is a big thing. I know a lot of me and my friends talk about this. A lot of my friends in the past worked in the industry, worked night shifts, and then a lot of them got in relationships, kind of adapted to a different style of life. I started a little bit to adapt to an early morning life, but it still was off kilter compared to a lot of other people. It was more of a, oh, I wake up at like 3 in the morning, but then I'm back to bed by 7 a.m. and then back to life at 11. So that's just how my time clock rolls. But I didn't want to leave you hanging with nothing today. So this is going to release a little bit earlier. Normally I go on live, and this is why I have to be cautious. I wanted to say at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because it's a good morning for West Coast, and that's a late night evening for overseas. But once again, I don't know how these people do it. I have this beautiful human who goes on Instagram, and she's on there like clockwork, and I was actually thinking about what she says, and I looked it up. Her welcoming is always grand rising, which I like, because it's, you know, depending on where people are clocking in, it may be not morning, and so she says grand rising to people, which I found this article which explained that so much. So if you don't know what grand rising is, it's more of a spiritual thing. It's more of the spirit coming back into the body, welcoming and thanking the spirit for coming into the body, which is just one definition of many. But it's also just a nice thing, you know, a hello there for the bodies, I assume, coming in. And I'm not sure whatever her description or definition was or is. I'd have to ask her, but Sanctuary Den, she's a wonderful human. Check her out on Instagram. But I give her so many props, because she's on there like clockwork. She, even in travels or what have you, she gets up and live, same time, every day. Like, I don't know what that is. And it's something in my life that's always been a thing, where even with work, like, I'll do good about getting to places I need to be for work and jobs on time for only oh so long. And maybe I am that definition of temporary inconsistency is the only thing that's consistent, and the only thing that's consistent is change, which these things are not bad, but these are life lessons others have to get. And the people in my life who understand this stick around. The people who don't understand it and get upset about it come in and out, or don't stick around because they get upset, but maybe we just don't align, or they can't understand. Maybe there's some grand lesson that they're supposed to learn, or I'm there to teach, or whatever, because it's not always about, they always talk about when things in life happen, you know, these lessons we have to learn, which, yes, that's true, but there's also, sometimes we're in a certain place or doing a certain thing with connection with someone else learning a lesson. So it's always good to keep that awareness open too. But let me hop off here because I need to get ready. I'm already now a few minutes behind in human time. I'm going to post this, which is also going to allow me to find some confusion and get this going. But I do wish you all a wonderful, happy rest of your holiday weekend. Use it as an excuse, even if you're not in to the United of these states of things and happenings. Why not use it as just an excuse to have off work if you're not in the service industry? Otherwise, you are working. You're like me. I was working yesterday. Or just have, you know, just enjoy. Just find a moment to enjoy it and not be so insane. And then we'll get back to the madness of the days later. But I'll still be on Wednesday live, Wednesday night, to talk more about this too. And then maybe we'll dive in a little bit there with the alignment, and then we'll just dive in deeper on the next week. But that'll be live. We'll be live back with Yin Yoga next Monday. And isn't the, and astrology, I will still be on tomorrow, Tuesday, July 6th. And then we have some events coming up. So there are lots of events coming up, lots of things to catch up on. Still offering the Monday evening yogas at Young's Art Center in Fairview, Ohio. We'll be down in Columbus. Just a wild place. Such a bittersweet place in Ohio for a nice camp and yoga. That's next week. Ooh, it's going to be long, fun, and crazy 3 days. And then we have so many other things. We have Erie. So if you're in Erie, PA, I'll be stopping through August 19th. It sounds far away, but let me tell you, it'll be here in no time for some earth and yoga connection, donation-based yoga to get us going towards, I know you don't want me to say it, but we're going to get started in thinking about, we get our heat and our hot weather does go through later, but football season. Oh, I said it. Sorry. Not sorry. Oh man. But we have all these things to talk about and catch up on. So we'll explain more about them during the week. Until then, take care. Talk to you soon.